Purpose isn't reserved for a chosen few. It awakens the moment you decide to answer your own call. This show is about inspiring you and helping you to remember that you also have a purpose.
Welcome to another episode of Dear Maite. I am so excited that you're here joining us. So today's question is, what is actually holding me back? And that comes from someone who's done a lot of work. They've read the books, they've done the courses, they've done the practices, and sometimes they feel very clear about what it is that they're going after, but then something happens, they get sidetracked, they get distracted, they lose momentum. And so the question comes up, what's actually holding me back? Now, I'm going to tell you that it could be so many different things. It's never actually one, but it does boil down to typically belief systems that we adopted when we were younger. But how does it show up? It shows up through fear of success, fear of failure, fear of the unknown. It could be lack of clarity. It could be concern over what other people think. It could actually be conflicting desires, like you want to be visible in your business, but you don't want to deal with rejection or criticism. And so anything that is unfamiliar is going to have an effect. A lot of times, our behaviors that we engage in on a very regular basis, even though they may not be in alignment with what we're wanting to create in our life, the fact that they feel familiar sometimes draws us back to that familiarity. Because at the end of the day, anything that we want because of how it's going to make us feel. But it really comes from stepping into a new identity, because the person that you are in this moment is not necessarily the person who has all the things that you want. So if you are clear about wanting to make more money, having a better relationship, having your health intact, those require you to be different than who you are in this moment. And so a big part of what you're going to need to do is to really look at, like, the last time that you were frustrated about not following through on something, what was going on in your mind? What were you thinking about? Because each one of these that I just mentioned, fear of uncertainty, fear of success, fear of failure, all of those are belief systems that you can look at. You can dig a little deeper. You can spend a little time going, okay, how do I feel about uncertainty? What does fear of success really mean to me? Like, what would happen if I were successful? For a lot of people, it means making more money. It means more visibility. It means dealing with the reality that life changes and the way that you look at your life right now could change. It could be that you have family members or friends who start treating you differently. Like, all of those things are potentials that we want to address or become comfortable with so that our body feels safe. Because anything that is not familiar, is not known, our body is going to have a reaction. That's how we're built. Our nervous system is built to pay attention to any threats out there. And so anything that is different from where we are right now is going to be treated that way. And so it's really, really important for us to be open and curious about what's going on. and to really allow for whatever that feeling is to surface and to acknowledge it, but to really look at what are the beliefs behind it. Because at the end of the day, and you'll hear me say this over and over and over again, our beliefs inform our thoughts, which then inform the feelings that we have, which always help us to act or not act in accordance to how we feel. And then that gives you a result. I just heard a meme today when I was on social media, and it was this woman who was talking about one of the things that she has come to terms with is that in order for her to have the big life that she wants, she has to get used to feeling uncomfortable, because that uncomfortableness is her body reacting to something new. And the more that you can allow for that, the more that you can be easy with that and recognize that not as a threat, not as those activities telling you you shouldn't be doing it, but help your body to increase its capacity to feel safe. And that's a lot of mental conversation. Like, you literally have to show yourself that, you know what, I'm okay. I can do this hard thing. I can go ahead and post, even though I have some anxiety about posting, because what will people think? Because the person who you want to become, the person who has all that you want, is bold, is courageous, is brave, does the hard things. Because the more that we show up that way, when we understand what is holding us back, the more those types of behaviors become normal. They become familiar, because what we're doing is we're stepping into a new identity. And like with anything else, anything new that you're starting, at first it is uncomfortable. But the more that you step into that, the more that you act as if in this moment, you are the person who can handle all of that. Because if you think about it, you can. If somebody doesn't like what you post, can you handle that? Sure. If a family member makes a comment about whatever it is that you're doing, is that going to stop you if that is in alignment with what goal you have set? No, it's part of the process. And to really remember who we're becoming. And that all of that is within you and able to be accessed. But the first step is always to kind of look at what is behind that fear, or spending the time to actually ask the question, what's holding me back? Like, what is this about? What is this behavior? And I would encourage or invite you to think about what was the last time that you felt any of those behaviors of fear, uncertainty, stress around doing a particular activity, and really spending the time to identify what's behind that. What's the thought? What's the belief that I'm holding? And then do the work around, is that really true? Where did I get that belief? And do a little digging, because what we're going to find typically is that those were beliefs that were passed down to us, that we adopted, that we made decisions about from when we were young. And for some of us, it was the environment that we were in that gave us all this information that we made decisions about, that we gave meaning to the actual situations that were occurring. And that those are now, you know, underneath in your subconscious. But what's really important is to make the unconscious conscious, so that you can then take a look at it and really determine for yourself, because you are a sovereign being. You can make these decisions. You can create new belief systems that are in alignment with how you want things to be, because you get to decide. And that for me is what is so powerful about this work, is that you're the creator of your reality. Now, granted, you are co-creating, but your job is to remove the barriers. And those barriers are here. you always have the ability to shift that. It does take some work. It does take some focus, but you can do it. I know you can. So if this episode was helpful and resonated with you, please like and share. And definitely, if you haven't subscribed to my channel, the Maite Dusso Show, I really encourage you to do that so that you can get more of these kinds of episodes and get to hear some of the impact interviews that we do as well. Have a great day. Thank you for being here today. I hope this conversation reminds you that your presence, your gifts, and your purpose really matter, that you can create meaningful impact. If you want to continue to be supported and inspired, please make sure to follow this channel and tune in each week as we continue to explore what happens when you live intentionally and from your highest truth. Until then, my name is Maite Dusso. Go out there and inspire your best life. And remember that the world needs the impact only you can make.